Blog Talk Radio.
Hello again, everybody. Welcome to another Rough Rider Radio podcast. I'm the host, the Rough Rider. Today would be our 502nd podcast to date, entitled Trump Rally. Putin is America, at least for the GOP. Let's begin, shall we? Yes, Trump had another bumfuck rally last night, Saturday, March the 26th, 2022, in some godforsaken bumfuck out in the sticks place in northeast Georgia, Commerce, Georgia. I'll have to do a Google to see where the hell that is. You know, a bunch of hayseeds. He couldn't even attract a full crowd. I mean, there were several camera angles. It looked some kind of a small town, county fair venue, who knows, but, you know, a very small grandstand. Oh, he probably had it half filled. They were trying to get 20 to 25,000 there. They were lucky to get 10 or 12,000. This is from the former commander-in-chief in the deep south, the deep red state of Georgia. Georgia on my mind. Bunch of crackers. And that should be proof positive that the influence of Donald Johnson, he's got a small one, Trump, his influence is waning seriously fast, dwindling ever more so with each and every passing day. And of course, he trots out his same old shit, you know, shitstorm of a list of greatest grievance hits. And but he definitely heaps on the praise for Vladimir Putin. He says, yeah, he liked his invasion. Yeah, he's a righteous bro. It might have been a mistake, but it was one hell of a negotiating tactic, you know, for Russia against Ukraine. I mean, who in the hell would employ such language? What a dick. Trump, you're dumber than dirt, stupider than shit. You will be indicted. The January 6th committee has so much incriminating evidence on you, your participation in the January 6th, 2021 insurrection at our nation capital. Lakeisha James has her civil suit against you, the Attorney General of the state of New York, on your criminality when it comes to your real estate dealings in the state of New York and New York City in particular. And then Fannie Willis, district attorney in Fulton County, that would be Atlanta, Georgia. She's definitely going to have a special grand jury convening this May in about 4 or 5 weeks on your efforts to strong arm the governor of Georgia and the secretary of state of Georgia to overturn the results of the presidential election in the state of Georgia, November of 2020. You know, and of course, the Manhattan District Attorney, even though they lost Mark Pomerantz, one of the top prosecutors in the United States, and the lead prosecutor under Cyrus Vance Jr., the former New York Manhattan District Attorney, and now his successor, Alvin Bragg, who took over as Manhattan District Attorney in January of 2022. Apparently, Pomerantz and his chief deputy, Kerry Dunn, they had to resign in last month, February, because of Alvin Bragg, the current Manhattan District Attorney, is dirty. He's on the take, or he's under some undue influence from less than benign forces. Decided not even to go ahead with indicting and prosecuting Donald Trump for his criminality regarding his real estate shenanigans in New York, even though the former Manhattan District Attorney, Cyrus Vance, as late as December, said, he said, go forward with indictment of this gentleman and a prosecution before jury of his peers. So I think that will be resolved. I think the January 6th committee will have a plethora of evidence to hand over, to fork over to the Department of Justice, implicating Donald Trump, hip deep or eyeball deep as far as his role, his central role, his centrality in the very machinations that led up and contributed to the January 6, 2021 insurrection on our nation's capital. So Donald Trump is getting it from all sides, and his influence is waning ever more with each passing day. So, and I think Trump wife Melania, there's reports that she has left him or is leaving him. If not already, then very soon. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you're a Trump supporter, you are not even deplorable. You are retarded. You're fucking retarded. And you're also evil. And you will rot in hell for all eternity. So that's all we got to say. Here's the Knight Rider. We're out of here. This is our 502nd podcast. Yep. We don't take corporate contributions. No. We're beholden to nobody. So our 502nd podcast, Trump rally, Putin is America. Putin is America, at least for the GOP, the MAGA retards, the Republicans, C-O-N, not C-A-N. They're a bunch of cons. Or we just call them the Republics, like they call the Democratic Party, the Democrat Party. Yeah, the Democratic Party and Republican. Republican Party is not the Republican Party. Bumfucks, you are the Republic Party, but you're really Republicans, C-O-N-S. So sit on it and rotate. So this is the old Rough Rider rounding third, heading for home. And you know what? We're going to steal this one. We're going to be like the GOP. We're going to steal it, and you ain't going to stop it. So you know what you can do? You can fight it. So thanks again for listening, my amigo friends. Keep sending those shekels and dollars. Go to our Paul Revere Rides, that's with an S, .blog. That's B-L-O-G. Paul Revere Rides with an S, .blog. That's blog. And on the upper right-hand side, you'll see a little form you can contribute, a little donation. You can do a one-time or you can do a recurring. You can do as little as $2, $3, $4, $5. And it's automatic. It takes it, out of your debit card or whatever. But feel free. We will be doing podcasts and blogs several times, 4, 5, 6 times a month. So you know where to reach us. And you can get us on your feed. You can get automatic updates. Thank you for listening. And as always, stay well. Keep it lit. And remember, bye now. What the hell is that?